And my name's Pastor Jason Swazer, all the way from Ewa Beach, Hawaii. All right, all right. Now, I know you guys came prepared to hear the word. I know you guys got your Bibles, you have your iPhones, you have your iPads. Go ahead and get them in your hands today. You know, we're about to go to war, right? Because when you were born again, you were born into this. Yes. You volunteered. When you said yes to Jesus, you said yes to everything that he has. All right, let's go ahead and hold up our Bibles. We're about to go into battle. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Father, for this word. Your word, it is alive. It is full of power. It is sharpening double-edged sword, dividing or piercing asunder soul and spirit and joints and marrow. And it's even the discerner, the thoughts and intents of the heart, Father. I thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding to the simple, Father. Today, we're asking you, Lord God, for a spirit of wisdom, a spirit of revelation, knowledge right now in your word. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth. Cause us to see what you see, to know what you know, to hear what you hear. Your word says to call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty inaccessible things which you did not know. Today, Heavenly Father, we call to you and we thank you that you will answer us and you will show us those things, Father, that were once hidden, things that were once fenced in, things that we did not recognize. Today, Lord God, I declare that they shall be revealed in Jesus' name because of the entrance of your word. Say, we put you on notice. You have no authority here. You have no power here. You were disarmed on the cross. You are defeated in the name of Jesus. You are under our feet in the name of Jesus. Right now, he has given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So you are powerless. We live in the word. We walk in the word. We live in truth. We walk by truth. We live by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right. You guys can be seated, but feel free to stand if you want. That's okay. All right. Hope you guys got your, what do you call them, Dr. Scholes on? I mean, if you're going to stand, that's okay. All right. I sense in my heart today that you guys came today with an expectation to hear and to receive. You know, you guys came into the house of God today. You guys came in here on Wednesday night. You came in here in the middle of the week. You came in here through the circumstances that you're facing because we need to go into the house of God. Just like Hezekiah, when the king of Assyria came, you know, if you got to read Isaiah, you got to read Kings, and I think there's one more to kind of get the full picture of what Isaiah really did, because when trouble came, he kept quiet. But what he did, he took that letter, but he also gave instructions to the people. He said, hey, you know what? They're going to say some things, and the enemy is going to speak, but it's okay. He's going to speak. Just hold your tongue because you're going to pray. And Isaiah, what he did, he took the letter, and he went before God in his house. He said he went up to the house of God, and he spread it before the Lord. And when he spread it before the Lord, he prayed. And guess what? Isaiah prayed, and Isaiah got the answer, and he gave him the answer to Hezekiah, and he encouraged him. So today, I want to talk to you about facing the giants, walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Yes. We're going to start in Deuteronomy chapter 7 today. You see, most people don't really understand, and they treat the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost like, you know what? It's optional. I don't think so. Because if Jesus said that, hey, if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. You know, now if Jesus is sending me something to my email box, I think I better open that up and see what it is. But not just open it up and read it and put it on read for later, but I need to apply it for my life. I need to receive it. Just like he breathed on his disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Now here in Deuteronomy 7, I'm reading out of the New King James. This almost said this morning. You know, I'm 3 hours behind. Forgive me, okay? I know it's not morning over there. It's morning somewhere in the world. Good morning. All right. So here in the New King James, it says, when the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. It says seven nations greater and mightier than you. Seven nations greater and mightier than you. Oh, I'm trying to read, but go ahead, Holy Spirit. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Okay. You take over. When the Lord your God, now
Who's bringing you? It says God, right? If God is bringing you somewhere, is this your care? Is God bringing you somewhere? Is this for something you to worry about? Now, when your mom brought you to the store, did you worry about the grocery bill? No, you tried to add to it, right? You were adding to it. Sometimes she said yes, sometimes she said no. But listen what the scripture is saying. When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess. Now, you're going into this land. There are different things that you are going to possess. You have to understand that God has already things already planned for you. It's intentional. Read Psalms 139, where it talks about, I seen your unformed substance. And he seen your unformed substance. And he said, hey, the days of your life fashioned for you before you yet even seen one. That means the days are already fashioned. That means you look good because you're gonna be covered by the word of God. God has already determined who you're gonna be. God already determined where you're gonna live. God already set the boundaries, right? So you gotta trust God and you gotta go to the one who wrote the book. Now listen, he says, you go into the land, right, to possess, and has cast out many nations before you. God is doing the work. He did the work. He did the work, right? So it's kind of like, you know, we see all this stuff with Iran, and we got the air war, right? And they're dropping the bombs, right? So the air war is fine. But one time, you know, at one point, you know, you're fighting a war, you got to get boots on the ground, okay? And that's us. We are boots on the ground. God says, I cleared it out. But now what I need you to do is go in and take possession. Don't worry about where they're going to step, because Joshua said, hey, you guys know what it said? Every place that your soles of your foot shall step on, it is given to you. Don't worry about if you're walking so long. Thank God for Abraham. He walked and walked and walked. He set the border. I love Abraham because Abraham saw something better. He saw a city built without hands. He saw that, knowing that he wasn't going to receive what the people, his descendants were going to receive, but he did it anyway. Now, sometimes you got to remember, it's not all about you. It's not all about us, because there's people coming after us that need to pave the way. We're going to go through some things. We're going to go through some fights. There's some victories that we're going to fight, but we're going to fight it in faith. Now, understand this now. Go ahead, hold on. You see, I'm more of a preacher, right? come on, Lord, come on. Oh. Back into the scripture. Okay, there are seven nations, greater and mighty God set you up. And he put seven nations. God sent you to that company. Seven people ahead of you in the promotions. But God said, you're going to be at the top. And it doesn't look like it. But God said, you're going to be at the top. He said, you're going to run this company. He said, you're going to own it. God's saying these things to you. Whatever you're receiving in your prayer time, take God for, yes. You have to understand, God is tired of playing church. You have to understand this. He just showed me last night, people going through the motions, people acting like they're under the anointing and they're not. And people getting excited and being moved by emotions and not the Spirit of God and the power of God. If you don't have the word, if you don't have his anointing, you have to understand that you're going to face some troubles out there. And you need his word. You need his anointing. You got to do it with him, his armor. The thing I love about God's armor, it fits anybody. I don't care how tall or short, fat, skinny you are. It fits us all. It comes in, it comes in all our size, and we're able to put it on. Back into verse number 2. Ooh, well, when the Lord your God delivers them over to you. Listen to this. Just watch this. When the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. But wait a minute, the first scripture says that he cast them out and, you know, he's doing all the work. But hold on now, that's the whole boots on the ground. Stop sitting on the sidelines and say, that's okay, so-and-so's praying for me. That's okay, my grandma prayed for me. You know what? You better develop that prayer life. You better develop that secret place that Mr. Shorter was talking about. You need that secret place, because that's the time when you get those instructions. That's the time when you get the plan. And guess what God gives you? Like it says in Isaiah, it says, little by little, right? Or let me say, sorry, line by line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Yes, all right, right. So we want the whole playbook. Like, I want to see my plays, Lord. You know, no. You ain't ready yet. He will give you what you need in the time and the season. Just trust and know that he's going to take you where you need to go, because these giants that you're going to face, they are real. They talk. They know your name. They know your address. They know your business. I'm telling you now. Here, okay, utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show no mercy. Don't be trying to make no contract. Say, hey, you know, I'll cut you in, you know, when I get there. You don't make no contracts with the enemy. You don't do that. We already see, hey, come on now. See, this is where discernment comes in. But, you know, I love that God puts these things in the Bible, right, for teaching and training, you know, and so that we'll learn. Because, you know, we saw what happened to Joshua, right? You know, I think it was the Gibeonites, you know, they came up and they got some moldy bread and they got some holes in their clothes, trying to look all grungy and like, hey, you know, kind of like have mercy on us. And Joshua, oh yeah, come on over, you know. And then he find out that they live right down the street. That is crazy, right? You know, when you see that. So just be careful who's trying to come up close with you. Excuse me. You got to be sensitive to the dictates of the Holy Spirit. It says right here, nor should you make marriages with them. Going too far, okay? And then you should not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son, for they will turn, listen, they will turn your sons away from following me. The New Living Translation said they will lead your sons and daughters from following me, leading them to worship their gods. God is your God. You have to understand. Do you understand who the great I am is? Listen, this is the great I am. See, God says he's your everything. And you're like, God, are you my deliverer? I am. But God, are you my healer? I am. But God, are you the one who set me free out of bondage? God says I am. Don't you understand that everything that you go through, he is that I am? That's why he said, Moses, just tell him, I am that I am. He is our everything in every situation. Just ask him. He's going to verify. Yes, I am. I am. I am. I am. I am. That's God. That's our Most High God. Now, right here, back into the scripture, and right here, it says, but thus you shall deal with them. Listen to how you got to deal with these giants. You got to understand. It says that right here, thus you shall deal with them. You shall destroy their altars. Hey, you ever worship this way? You know, New Age, you know, you ever get that spirituality, you know? Come on, you got to understand how the enemy works. I love that parable in the New Testament. I don't know which book it's in, the Gospels, where it says, you know, the manager, I can't remember exactly. This is, you know, me just kind of tell it out here. You know, watch this. Okay. It's cold here. I mean, but I'm hot right now. Okay. So. But anyways, back to the parable. Okay, I'm paraphrasing here. So in the parable, see, the manager or the owner, he sent his servants out to sow seed. They sow some good seed. They're feeling good about it. But at night, his enemy came and he sowed some bad seed. But then when it came up, when it started to come up, you know, they told the master and said, hey, someone has sowed some bad seed. Or basically, did you not give us good seed to sow? And they sowed some bad seed. But he said, no, that's okay. Let them come up together. But when harvest comes, they will separate them. Okay, see, but what the enemy does, he tries to sow those little things in there. Right here, like it says in the scripture, destroy their altars. See, people try to insert little seeds into you. You got to be careful what you listen to, right? Take heed what you hear. I think one translation says how you hear, because with the same measure you use, it would be measured back to you. The only thing that you should be paying attention to, the only thing you should be leaning into, the only thing you should have on your playlist is some gospel music or some worship songs that really get their penetrate, where you can praise God. And you got to have the word of God, because you got to eat and you got to eat. You got to eat. You got to eat. It's okay. The spirit man, he's going to grow fat, but you're still going to look good, right? Because he can handle it. He can download. He can take that. Sometimes it's hard for us just to remember a paragraph. But this is your mind, because after you try to memorize that paragraph, you're already thinking about next Tuesday. You're thinking about what's coming up. But it's okay. Back into the scripture. See, but you got to break down their sacred pillars. Come on, watch now. You got to cut down their wooden images of fire. They got all these things going on, but none of them is God. They got all these things on, but they're not succeeding the way it looks like. It looks like they got it going on, but they don't have it going on. That's funny. I went like this. The iPad's over here. Okay. So, okay. Oh, that's crazy. Okay. All right. Back into the word. All right. It says, for you are holy people, my Lord. You are a holy people. All those times, all those years, all those days, so many words, people were trying to shape your life and tell you who you were. Boy, you look just like your daddy. You act just like your daddy. You're just like your mama. You're like so-and-so. All these things are coming in, and they're trying to shape your life. But if you understand that God's word is the final word, there is a scripture, I believe it's in Psalms, it says that his word is forever settled in heaven. Settled in heaven. But do you believe his word is forever settled in heaven? You got to believe this. These words have to become life to you. You understand? You cannot live without the word of God. It has to be in you. You cannot wait till you go into the fight to try to believe the word of God. You have to have that in your belief system. It has to be in there, because you know what? There's going to be times when you're in the midst of the fight. You don't have to go. You don't have time to go. 1 John 1:9 and all this right here. It has to be coming out of your belly, out of your spirit. The Holy Spirit will take right there. He'll take that word of God, and he'll bring it back to your remembrance, and it will come up, and you will hear it, and you'll be encouraged. And you have to say, no, the word of God is forever settled in heaven. That means that what he has declared about you is true. What he has spoken about you, what is true. What he has told you. The Holy Spirit doesn't lie. He's the spirit of truth. Do you understand that? And guess what? I love, it's John 16:13, somewhere. John chapter 16, I believe it is. Verse 13, somewhere around there, Amplified Classic. Actually, is that, can you pull that up? John, I believe it's John chapter 16. I'm going to throw my notes away. So if you could pull up John 16, I think 13 in Amplified Classic, I believe that's it. Oh, okay. Let me get Amplified Classic. That is it. That's it. Oh, do you guys understand what the scripture is? Do you guys understand the life that is in the scripture? But when he, the spirit of truth, comes, is he here? Has he come? He said, he will guide you. He will guide you. You don't let the two-year-old guide you. You guide him. And you, when someone is guided, they are guided by the hand. How can two walk together unless they agree? The Holy Spirit, he is walking with you. He's not only on the inside, but he's walking with you on the outside. And he's guiding you, and he's leading you into all the truth. It says full and complete truth. Ain't no half-truths with the Holy Spirit. Full and complete. It says, for he will not speak of his own initiative. That's what I wanted to get to. The Holy Spirit ain't got time to lie. Look, he says, for he will speak. He will not speak of his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son, the message, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all right there. One sentence right here. They all working together. The Holy Spirit said, what you got to tell Daisy? She's waiting, Lord. She's looking at me. Oh, she's blessed and highly favored. Yes. What else? Oh, really? Should I tell her? You're going to tell her. Okay. So, but the Holy Spirit, he's only, whatever he hears from the Father, but it's a message. You got to believe that there's a message. Some people say, I don't hear the voice of God. What do you mean you don't hear the voice of God? Come on now. There is conviction in your heart and in your spirit. When you're about to go do the wrong thing, when you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, when you're about to make the wrong decision, the Holy Spirit is speaking. And then if you don't listen, you say, man, something says, stop saying something. His name is the Holy Spirit. And he says, and he will disclose to you what is to come in the future. The future. Disclose. You don't disclose. Well, hold on. Let me back up. People disclose stuff they shouldn't disclose on social media, okay? Okay, but what I was going to say is that you don't disclose secret things to just anybody. Understand that the secret things belong to God, but those things that are revealed belong to you and the generations forever. Look at Deuteronomy. It'll tell you. Back here. Oh, we are in Deuteronomy. Okay, back in Deuteronomy. Now, it says, for you are holy people. You understand, if you go to 2 Peter 2, 9. 2 Peter 2 and 9. Okay. In 2 Peter 2 and 9. This is the Amplified Classic. It says, but you are a chosen race. Chosen. You know, like when you're at the park and you're playing pickup games, and they're like, yep. Even if you're the last one, you were still chosen, okay? So it's okay. You got to be chosen. Okay. But it says, a royal priesthood. Come on, this is things that God wrote about you. You're chosen. Your royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased. I can't get past there. Okay. The United States will not just send anybody to represent this nation. This is just an earthly nation. They will not just send anybody. You got to look good. You got to be well-spoken. You're representing the United States of America in another nation. And when you get to that nation, you do have authority, but yes, you still answer to the president of the United States, but you're loyal to your authorities there. But here we are. We live in the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, right? We live on the kingdom of God now. We have access to the kingdom of God now. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights above. Where do you think it's coming from? From the kingdom of God. Devil gets mad. He tries to stop some things. He tried to stop the express mail, prince of the power of the air. It's okay, all right? You know, but you got to pray it through. But what I'm getting to is that we walk around as if, my Lord, as if we were purchased by the blood of Jesus. We were purchased. Don't you understand that we were redeemed with something that cannot be unredeemed? The precious blood of Jesus. You understand that when Adam was so connected with heaven, you have to understand this, that when Adam, we think about him just messed up here on earth. But no, Adam was so connected with heaven that Jesus had to go back to heaven with his blood to cleanse up there too. Do you understand how precious we are with God? That he took his own son and purchased us, knowing that our hearts would turn. Knowing this, if you read this about Moses talking to the children of Israel towards the end of Deuteronomy, you'll see there's a song there. But he said, I know that after I die, that you guys are going to act up. That's just paraphrasing, but that's what he said. And your hearts are going to turn. That's okay, but God also showed Abraham, they're going to be in bondage for 400 years, but after 400 years, they're going to come out. But you have to understand that you are purchased, special people, that you may set forth. You have to understand, see, when something's set forth. Now, I know this is glass, but if this bottle was here, you wouldn't see it. I mean, don't look here, look up here. Okay, so it's here. But when I set it forth, you are now on display. But you're not on display as your own possession. You're on display as God's special possession. Do you not think, here we are taking care of, what are they, like baseball cards and stuff, people paying millions of dollars for, taking, you know, they fence it in and everything else, and it's just a card. It's a card. But we are sons and daughters of the living God. And he right here, it says that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him. When did it become about us? We are a display for him, on display to the world. We are on display. We can't be walking around and acting like and talking like and looking like that we are broke. Look, you cannot, all that brokenness, you gotta shake off. All that brokenness, you have to understand that you need the anointing of God. Yes, Pastor, you touched on my scripture. He was reading my notes, but he touched on my scripture. It's Isaiah 10 and 27. Yes, see, but some people say, yes, the anointing. Yes, the anointing oil. Yes, see, but if you consider the anointing as a byword, that's all that it ever be to you. But if you don't understand that the anointing is a burden removing, yoke destroying power, the anointing will take that brokenness away. The anointing will cause that healing to break through. The anointing will cause you to break out and to break forth. There are things that God has given you, and he's given you to birth and feel like you can't get to birth, but you're there and you got these pains and you're like, Lord, I need you. You have to understand that it's the anointing that when it breaks out over you, you see oil, it's, you know, man, I had some oil spills in the kitchen. I wish I could take back. But anyway, oil, it gets everywhere. Yeah, you know, it's a mess, you know, and it's hard to clean up, and it's hard to, like, get it all up. You see, that's the anointing. See, when the anointing becomes real to you, you're going to take action. When the anointing becomes real to you, you're going to step out, and you're going to do some things. You're going to carry out great exploits. You see, we got these giants, right? And these giants are real. They're so real. They're not just metaphors. You know, back into verse 7. All right. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you, because you were in number, more in number than any other people. For you were the least of the peoples. Hey. Stop popping your collar, okay? No. No. It had nothing to do with you. Listen, it says, but because the Lord loves you. We just sang that song, Jesus, I love you. Look, because you care. Look, because the Lord loves you. And because he would keep the oath before you were even born, there were things being discussed about you, okay? There was an oath with someone you didn't even yet know, but you were told about this person. But there was an oath. There was a conversation that was held. The same conversation. Hey, that Jesus, the Father, the Son. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's okay. Jesus is everywhere. Okay. So Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They said, let us make man. Let us make man. Let us make man. Do you not understand? Come on. We read the word that he sees the end from the beginning. Yes. We know that already. Those conversations took place about you, about me, about us, you guys. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. Remember that. Listen here. He says, it was about that he would keep the oath that he swore to your fathers. The Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you. You guys, stop trying to redeem the same coupon at McDonald's. You can only use it once. Okay? Stop. Just stop. Listen. Look. We have been redeemed once by the blood of Jesus. There is nothing else that can redeem us the way the blood of Jesus has redeemed us. We are not common. The blood is not common. God is not common. The word is not common. His spirit is not common. Nothing about God is common. Yes, the only thing that's common is what it talks about in Corinthians. Nothing has befallen you such is what is common to man. But listen, God is not man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. God is going to do what he said. Let's let God be God and you be you, right? We're like, you know, I'm telling you, when God moves you, he's going to move you, okay? Don't worry about that. And it says, redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. You have to understand that God delivered you. It wasn't you. It wasn't me. No one else. But only God can do what he said he can do. Only God is the one. It even explains here in verse 9 that therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. I love math. My wife, she's tired of numbers. I talk numbers too much, I think. So she's kind of tired of those numbers. But anyways, you guys, let's just do simple math, because you got different types of generations. You got like the patriarchal generations of like 100 years because they live longer, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. But we fast forward. Sometimes they say a generation could be 40 years, could be 20 to 30, you know. Anyways, let's say 40 years. You know, children of Israel, they walk around 40 years. Okay, this is 1,000 generations. 40 to 1,000, that's 40,000. Wait. Jesus has only been gone 2,000 years. And here we are thinking, oh, it's been a long time. Boy, he comes back. you keep on playing, okay? You keep on playing, okay? Because, yeah. Okay. So back into the scriptures real quick. So we're talking about giants, right? Do you guys mind if I testify real quick? Is that okay? Okay. See, you have to understand that God is the one that's bringing you to where you're going. I don't know where he's telling you to go. Okay, I don't know where he's directing you, but you have to understand, again, that the Holy Spirit, he does not lie. He speaks the truth. He tells you and show you those things to come. And see, you have to understand that when God tells you this and he's bringing you, you see those 7 nations that were greater and mightier, they were still there. Now, something that's pretty interesting is that, you know, I had to look up what some of these names mean, you know. But some of these giants, you know, they were there. The Hittites were known for fear and terror. You got the ones, the giants that dwell in the mountain places, that were the Amorites. But they were also the greatest and the most powerful of the 7 nations that dwelt there in Canaan. And then the Canaanites, it says they were merchants, they were traders, they were peddlers, they were traffickers. And then you got people that just like to hang out, the parasites. That's what it says. It says they belong to a village. Okay, so they were village people. Okay, but anyways, so. But you got all these things that you got to navigate and you got to go through. But you have to understand that God is the one that's bringing you. And so one of the giants that I had to deal with was Mammon. You guys heard of Mammon, right? Yeah, Mammon. Yeah, it's in Matthew chapter 6. I think we have a second to go there, Matthew chapter 6. I'm a page turner. I'm over here like, okay. Yeah, it's, I'm still trying to work the iPad thing. It's good. It's good for studying. It's faster. You know, that's good. But I liked it. You guys hear that? Okay. So my, one of my Bibles was got so bad, you know, because you go through it and it start coming apart. One of the ministers at our church, him and his wife just kind of quietly gave me this Bible with a nice cover. So I didn't bring my other one. But, you know, when you work a Bible in, you know it falls right to where you need it to be exactly. You know that if I go 2 to the right, I'm going to land right on my favorite scripture, right? So, and you can't read it because it's, you know, all highlighted. And yeah. So they quietly, here you go. So I try not to mark up this Bible. I try not to. But here in Matthew chapter 6, Matthew 6 and 19, New King James, it says, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth. public storage, so-and-so storage. We got Hawaii self-storage. You know, we got all, I mean, I'm just saying, there's all these storage places just sitting there, right? Don't lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Oh man, if they can get in and get, they'll get it. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Oh man, oh, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I'm thinking about. Give out of the abundance here. What you have, look, all you got to do is have a yard sale, garage sale, storage sale, and, man, Yeah, you guys understand that scripture in Genesis 11 about Babylon, where the people got together. They got together, right? Come on, let us build for ourselves, right? Make a name for ourselves. Build a tower that reaches to the, you know, sky, you know. Now, God's like, okay, let's go down. Let us go down. Now, you know who us is, right? God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Let us go down. They're always together. So stop trying to separate them. Don't pray to God and don't think Jesus ain't listening, okay? Because Jesus said that whatever you ask in my name, now think about it now. You ask. You said, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name. But he said, yes, but you're living in unforgiveness. So your prayer hit the ceiling and came back down, returned to sender. Okay, so don't be trying to tell on them because they're all together. Okay, so, okay. I'm trying to preach, you guys. Stop laughing, okay? So here it is in Genesis 11. And, you know, and the thing about it, you see something very important there that I believe in the body of Christ that we're missing. Because this were people trying to make a name for themselves for something that was going to perish. They were going to die and go away, but they wanted to make a name for themselves. But God said, indeed, the people are one. Same language, same speech. That means that they were in agreement. And God says, surely nothing will be withheld from them. Think about this. All that they set to do, and they said, this is what you do. This is what God said. This is what you do. Think about what he looks at us now. Think about what we can do if we all, the same language, I don't mean English, you guys. Okay, I mean, you know, having the same spirit of faith, right? Having that same spirit of faith, you know, really having that, like, I'm in if you're in, but I'm out if you're out. Don't be having the side conversations. I mean, one spirit, right? One spirit. Having that same spirit of faith. When you guys set your heart to do something as a body of Christ, can you think about the things that will not be withheld? And we're doing it for the kingdom? Oh, man. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Got to get back into the scripture here. All right. So for where your treasures, your heart will be also. And it says, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? It says that no one can serve two masters. Hey, I mean, I don't know if you guys got more than one job, but that's already hard enough because someone says, hey, we have priority over them. And they say, we have priority over them. Whoever pays more, I guess, right? But anyways, but it says no one can serve two masters, right? But no one, but that's an example. You guys get that, right? No one can serve two masters, right? For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Cannot serve God and mammon. So here I go. This is the testimony. I'm ready to testify. I promise you, it is the truth. I'm standing right here before God. I know I'm before you guys, but I'm before God right now. So here it is. I got to fast forward some things. Here it is. God is calling me to go to Hawaii. He's calling me to go to Hawaii. And I got to go. I must go. Now, I'm fast forwarding because now it's 2013. I think I still have some time. I'm thinking I have time. Because in 2012, November, I had went to Hawaii to go pray like God had asked me to do. And he said, oh, yeah, you're coming here. And I was like, okay. You know, I spent the 3 days over there like he said. I'm thinking 2013, woo, December 31st. Happy New Year, right? Then the following year, right? No. Because that same year, and I think I was sharing with John, well, I was over here on this side. And you guys were going to go to Salish Lodge that year in 2013 for a marriage retreat. I sat over there. And I was like, okay, we could go. And the Holy Spirit said, no, you can't. I'm not going to be here. And I'm like, now, before he didn't give me a date. And this is like, I think, February. And he's like, you're not going to be here. And I said, I'm not. I'm literally having this conversation, pastor's teaching. I'm serious. Because, you know, the Holy Spirit, he's speaking to your spirit. So your spirit can contain things that your mind cannot, right? Okay, so I'm sitting there like, not, so I said, when am I leaving? He said, May 1st. And I was like, May 1st. Okay. So much for December 31st. But you have to understand, when God gave me that word, because again, the Holy Spirit is only speaking what he heard from the Father. God says May 1st. I know I can't go past May 1st. I know I got to go. I know I got to leave. I got to get out of there. I had wrote this right here. Like, where is that at? Right there. Now, the thing about Mammon. Mammon told me I didn't have enough. Mammon tried to show me another way. Mammon tried to keep me in the realm of sense knowledge. Mammon built fences around what God had already declared what was mine. But see, I remember the word of God because, hey, in the Amplified Classic, I believe it is, or New Living Translation, it's in the word of God. Okay, see, I'm going to have you guys search it out. You know the Berean church, right? Okay, so back into the word. So here it is. Now, I know and understand that God said, call to me and I will show you great and mighty inaccessible things. It's the Amplified Classic. It said things that were fenced in, things that were hidden, right? Things that you did not recognize, things that you had no knowledge of. But see, Mammon tried to build fences around that. And see, that's when you get into those giants. They tried to build things that are high and seem insurmountable. They tried to put these things in front of you. They tried to put fear into you. They would call you out by name. You don't have enough. So here we are. It's May 1st. It's coming up. Now, I got the money for the plane ticket. God had already told me to quit the restaurant. God is funny. He'd be like, whoop, you don't need that. You don't need that. Like, hold on. You know, it's starting to feel like the military, right? Go ahead and go to basic training. They'll tell you what you don't need, and they'll tell you what you do need. And that's what God was doing. Well, here I am. I'm getting closer, right? Well, thank God I was still at Safeway. Okay. No, I'm not playing. I have it written in one of my prayer books. You guys gotta write down what God is saying. It said, in 45 days, I want you to quit Safeway. And so you know what I did? I didn't write it down. I'm like, okay. No, I'm not kidding. I didn't write it down. Because, you know, you want to make sure. Now, the reason why, okay, because I remember Pastor Shorter telling me, like, you know, when you're listening for God, you know, you want, not that you're being disobedient, you want to make sure that almost as if, it was almost, I think he said as if God was screaming at you, like, hey, this is me, okay? I want you to do this. So here it is. So a few days later, I'm at work baking. It's quiet, like 3 in the morning. He said, Jace, what you heard is from me. I'm like, okay. I go write it down. Okay, so 45 days. Okay. God, you know. Okay, no, of course he knows. So what I'm getting at, now things seem to be getting tighter. But God gave me a command. I walk by faith and not by sight. I don't live off the kingdom of the world, but I live off the kingdom of God. It said that God was bringing me, so God has to pay. But I have to go. Come on now. If they give you all expense cruise, I mean, you got to show up. The ship is going to leave. I didn't want to find out what was going to happen if I stayed. May 1st was coming, and I was going. You see, you have to understand that. But then, bless my wife. We had a storage down here, public storage. And my wife was like, let me see what I can do to, you know, give you. You see, when you got somebody walking with you that believe what you believe, but they didn't hear what you heard. They didn't see what you see because God revealed to me through dreams that what he wanted, but she didn't have those dreams. I did. And I got to tell her. And she could have said, you know what? Let me know how things turn out and maybe I'll come over. She could have did that, but she didn't do that. She was like, my mom has this jewelry. See, you have to understand about her story a little bit because her mom passed away years ago, but she had this precious jewelry from her mom. And so she decides that she's going to sell it, right? I'm going to help some way. I'm going to sow into this. Thank God. But listen, she took a bathroom break and forgot her purse in public storage. The person returned the purse but took the money out. Mammon said, you ain't going nowhere. You understand how real Mammon is? It's okay. It's okay. All right, but I still got to go. I don't care if I got to sleep on the beach. I don't care if I got to sleep in the airport. I got to go. That day I had to go to the airport. I got plan 2.0. All right, get my resume because I ain't got no job. God told me to quit. I don't know where I'm going to work. And I'm like, but let me just, You know, but, you know, see, this is where, you know, you can kind of be to the left of God's will, where you're like, I had this folder with my resume in there. I had it in there, and I put it by my suitcase and stuff. We got to the airport and everything else. I got to Hawaii. Purple folder wasn't there. So I didn't have a copy of my resume. All right, so here I am. I get ready to go through the gate. I believe it's Mark chapter 10 that God gives me about no man leaves, you know, wife, family, house, home, you know, all these possessions will not in this life receive a hundredfold. And he spoke that to me. You see, I still had to believe and walk through that gate. But you have to understand, the presence of God can be so strong, his voice can be so irresistible, that you must obey what he is saying. But see, mammon was always there trying to be in the way. Trying to be in the way. What you going to do now? Okay, you got this nice scenery. You ain't got no job. That's why God told me when I got there, spend 3 days. But when I got there, I felt like I was in a bubble. And this bubble seemed like it covered me. And it's like, you know, you're right in the same room with God on this side of the ocean. You get to the other side, and it's like, calm check, mic check, check one, check two. Are we in? Are we live? Okay. And I hear God, but I remember his command. He told me to pray. I prayed. Every day I prayed and I fasted. Because that's all I knew. That's all he gave me. Line by line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. That's all I knew. But mammon's trying to poke and say, listen, mammon will mess with you because he know what you got. Because I had to quit both the jobs, and now it's the end of April. You start spending resources like nothing. My wife only been with Safeway at that time like 7, 8 months, maybe 9 months. She's only making like $400 something a week, you know. And now I got $1,000, and I got to fly to Hawaii. I still got to pay for the hotel, too. Yeah, $1,000. Okay, just keep that in mind. Okay, anyways, so I get there. And I'm like, I'm going to do what God told me to do. And I prayed. 3 days fasted. On the fourth day of praying, there was like a crack that happened right over you. Just the things you just know and discern in the spirit. As soon as that crack happened, I said, God, what do you want me to do? This is where God gets funny. He said, I want you to contact Safeway here in Hawaii. You know the one I just quit. Okay. So just to speed this up right here. So I contacted Safeway. This is all like, yep, that we, I contact Safeway. And I did the little research. Okay, they're hiring. And I went. And I think the highest position they had, I think, was a journeyman baker. So, which is fine, because I used to be a bakery manager. Journeyman baker is fine. They got my application. And it seemed like forever, but it was probably 30 seconds. But anyways, but it seemed like forever. And they get back on the phone. And they're like, okay, so we got everything, but the only challenge is that you quit. Now, wait a minute, God told me to quit. I didn't tell her that, but I knew that. And I'm like, okay. And we can't bring you in at a lower position because you have too much experience. We do have a barista position at Starbucks. Okay, this conversation is now over, okay? So I hang up. Now, this is God that told me to do this, right? Now, when you're in the midst of the fight and the word of God is in you and the stirring is moving, you have to understand that you must hear and follow the word of God. And I remember Pastor Shorter saying that, hey, if you didn't find favor, hang up and call again, right? That came up, right? But then all these teaching, you were teaching on the wealthy place. Those scriptures were coming up within me and speaking to me. And then I heard some other teachings, you know, I think it was David Oyedepo, I think it was, you know, and it said, God said go. God said start. All these things are moving. And in the midst of all that, you know what the Holy Spirit said? He said, go to IndeedJobs.com. I went to IndeedJobs.com. There was a bakery manager position that was open. I went, I filled that out, waited till Monday, got the call on Monday, did the interview, got the job, because you got to listen to the Holy Spirit. And that's how you face the giants. And that's how you walk in the Holy Ghost. I got to go because my time is way over. I got to go. Come on. He might not have me back. Pastor Short, you got to come. You got to come. Let's give God a praise. Come on now. If you knew and understand that the power of the Holy Ghost that is in you, that is living in you and moving in you, I am only one of the sons. You are a son. You are a daughter. The same Holy Spirit that lives in me, that breathes in me, that moves in me, he lives in you. And he's still talking. He's still talking. Oh, come on. Come on, Pastor. You got to come on.
Come on, everybody. Give God some praise. Praise God.